Okay, greeting everyone. Thanks to come to discover Linto. Linto is your ultimate open source AI-driven media management solution. So I'm Damien Lène. I'm head of R&D engineering here for Linto at Linagora, and I'm proud. So what is Linto? Essentially, Linto is a set of voice technologies that enables you, the best on the open source side of voice tech. You can find in Linto all the cognitive APIs that you are craving about, like transcription, whether live or batch transcription. We have a set of NLP APIs that enables you to add punctuation, name entities, and topics identification, or so on. And also, we worked on speech synthesis. This is the first set of Linto technologies. Leveraging those technologies, we built a full-figured alternative to Alexa and Dialogflow to build smart agents, which includes chatbots, smart assistant, voice bots, with a custom full software wake words that work on the browser. That's very neat. And finally, the past 2 years, leveraging further our technologies, we built a business-oriented solution, which is called Linto App, which is a media management platform that enables you to load media and to run these cognitive APIs to edit the transcription. In a nutshell, to turn routine recording into a fully qualified data lake. So there's a lot of softwares closed source that enables you the same kind of features, but more or less all of them uses the APIs from the big players. You know them. Okay, so the question here is always the same: what happens to my data when I use the services provided by Author, Dictation, HappyScribe, and so on? In a nutshell, you just send your data to them. So Linto Studio, I will present you a quick video to show you the platform. But here you have all the functionalities. And note the link which is currently displayed. You will find the link to immediately just use our alpha version, which is online free. You can just create your account and try yourself just after the meeting. And you will find the link to our GitHub pages to download and work with the source code. So Linto Studio enables you to use the APIs I've been talking about, to add automatic timestamp with our modified runtimes for Whisper.ai, not Whisper by OpenAI. Okay. We also enable to speakers and turn identification, and all I've been talking about before. Just note that the platform is a web platform where you can collaborate in real time using organization roles and share resources within the platform. It's shipped with a companion Android application that you can use to record. Final slide before I move to the quick video. Of course, as my colleagues presented you our work on the large language models, of course, we want to also leverage these technologies within Linto Studio and add this kind of feature I'm drafting here on the picture to work with the document loaded into the platform and ask some things with the large language models. Okay, so here I jump to the video. Okay, so I recorded this yesterday. Here on the left, I'm currently recording something within the. So I'm recording with live transcription. Okay, whenever I'm done, I just stop. I can navigate local files and listen back what I recorded. But what I want to do is to send this recording directly within the platform, which is, of course, the big window displayed on the right. So I can change. I can send it to the platform. I choose the language, the model I want to use. Then the media I uploaded just lands into the platform. And here I can see that the transcription here includes the capitalization and normalization. I can also explore the platform, as I told you, media management solution. So it's a multi-user platform where everyone can create accounts and use roles within organization. So here I just showcase the way you might invite users and assign roles within a given organization. Here I show the share mechanisms, which is a total rip-off from Notion way of doing things, and I'm proud of it. It works flawlessly. I can share with external user as well, send email automatically when I just share a transcription to a user. Okay, here I jump to the editor, where I can, you see, use AI Insight, which is our NLP APIs. Okay, you just click on the one you want to use and start generation for identifying stuff in your text, like named entities or locations and decisions, topics, and put highlights. You can also manipulate the text and add manual highlights to annotate the text. Okay, also we have another editor, which is also very neat, where it's a place where you can basically just build the SRT or VTT, and you work with the screens. You have at the center the current screen. You can arrange them. The timing, you can of course correct the text, which enables you to add something that you want to rip on the video directly, some closed captions. Here's the way I want to navigate within the platform. I just can use tags and fetch the document I'm looking for. Also using full search text and so on. Once again, I get back to this recording. I can show you here that I can also correct, add some corrections to the text, change speakers, which is a real-time collaboration with a reconciliation of multiple users editing the text. And finally, as you saw, we can export the document. Okay, that's our platform demonstrated in a nutshell. I took 10 minutes for this presentation, hoping for any questions from you. So here I am, if you...
Thank you for this presentation. I have two questions. One of them is technical and the other one is about money. I'll start with the money. This specific project, how is it sustained? Do you have revenue for this specific project? And so what's the business?
You need to ask both questions. I need to mic back to you.
And then the second question was, what kind of power, of computing power, do you need to run this for a small organization, maybe?
Okay, so the goal here for our business is very clear. We offer, as Linagora, services for tuning models. Okay, so this particular platform is also intended to be a SaaS service where the user will be at some point when we have time to develop a subscription for that. Users will be able to use our system as a SaaS, but the source remains free and it can be hosted on-premise with the same features. Like always at Linagora, we have no freemium plan or whatever, but we just feel that it's convenient to just host directly our solution as a SaaS offer. Well, the other question was about the computing power. Okay, so it requires quite a lot, but we batch the process of the transcriptions and the long models inferences. We just provide the best effort way of doing stuff, and if you dig in the code, you'll see that our runtime supports kind of everything you can dream of. We can run on CPU. Of course, it will be a little bit clumsy. We work on CPU with Intel extensions for transformers and so on. And we, of course, work on GPU if you want to process a large batch of transcriptions when hosting on premises.
Any other questions? We got time for one more.
How do you handle a typically French language setting, which is irony? How do you handle, because of the keywords and so on, the typically French set, which is irony, meaning that the speaker means exactly the opposite of what he says?
Sorry, I didn't get the questions.
He's asking. How do you deal with the irony of French language?
Of course, using the, you know, the irony mark. You know this one?
Give him a hand. Thank you, Damien. All right, we're going to start the next talk here in 2 minutes.